Hello, you're listening to WRBB News, a collaboration podcast between WRBB Radio and Huntington News here at Northeastern University. This week, we have a story about the loss of club space in Curry Student Center, which will be repurposed for, I think, campus events and such. One of those clubs is Tastemakers Magazine, one of our, really the premier music magazine on campus. We have the president of Tastemakers here, Trevor Gardemall, to talk about this story. I'm your host, Bella, and we have...
I'm Grace.
Here on air. Trevor, can you just give us a brief rundown of the story and the implications?
Absolutely. So, hello, I'm Trevor from Tastemakers, as mentioned. We have an office on the second floor of Curry Student Center. It's room 232C. We share the suite with NUTV, the science magazine NewSci, and most recently the Live Music Association. And we got word a couple months ago now that we are losing access to our office. They are going to be tearing those spaces down and turning them into rooms. They're going to be meeting spaces that can fit up to 100 people. The rationale is that there's a couple hundred clubs on campus, and it's not fair for only about 20 of us to get meeting rooms, offices, which is fair, maybe. We'll get into it. And that's a bummer. We have an archive of well over 1,000 issues in the office. The school is providing us with storage space pretty generously. It's going to be a pain to move everything, but initially I thought we were going to have to get, like, a locker. We also have, you know, we keep a lot of stuff in there. We keep our concert supplies, our tabling supplies. We have posters from the concerts we put on, but mostly just the hundreds and hundreds and maybe, I think there's probably like 2,000 issues in there. And it's also just a space that we've been using since around 2010. Don't quote me on that. And it's just a bummer. It's a loss any way you put it.
And did the university give you like an expected like time frame for moving everything out?
So I'm actually dealing with that right now. So the initial email we got was really scary, obviously. But I was, as I said, I was under the impression we wouldn't have any storage space. Someone from the CSI student, I don't know what that stands for.
Center for Student Involvement, I'm guessing.
Yes, that. Reached out to us later and met with us and looked at our office space and told us that they would be giving us storage. They said that they would be in touch about timeline. They haven't. I know that NUTV has started the process of moving out, and they have to move to a different building on campus, so it's going to be a huge pain for them with all their TV supplies. We haven't heard anything. I sent an email last Friday. Today is Wednesday. Nothing yet, and I told them I really don't want to be dealing with this during finals, but I think that might be the case.
Yeah. Do you feel like spaces like these are really good for kind of like club community building, having like a set aside space, I guess?
I do think so. So for Tastemakers, only the e-board uses the office, I will say. There's about 150, 60 people in the magazine, and our e-board is about 15 people. And it's a pretty small office. It's a very tight space. We share the actual room with NewSci, but there's a lot of history there. It's where I was interviewed for my, when I applied to be a writer the second time. I got to do an interview, or I got to that part of the process, and they interviewed me there, and I was wearing a mock neck, and I sweat through it because I was so nervous. And so I think about that whenever I'm in that room, which is almost every day. So I think about it very fondly. There's, you know, pictures and sticky notes from everyone who's been in that room over the years. And I really think it contributes to our sense of community within the magazine.
Are they providing a replacement office or just storage space for the past issues?
We tried. They were very clear from the beginning that they would not be providing us with another office. They're not giving any clubs offices. I don't know that for a fact that no clubs are getting offices. I know that the 10 or so clubs who are in the corridor that are getting that's getting bashed down, none of us are getting offices. Because, like I said, they don't want there to be an unfair advantage for other clubs. I think it's interesting that the way they're leveling it is by taking away from us instead of giving to other clubs.
See, that's interesting because that's exactly what I was going to say. I don't think we're allowed to curse on this podcast, but I will say that's a lot of BS to take away resources, in my humble opinion. Like, I don't understand how it's supposed to level the playing field for, like, over 500 clubs or whatever it is that people say by taking away things for clubs instead of apportioning more resources to the other clubs. Even in the event that the space that they're now turning into event space is used by other clubs, there's about 1 million classrooms on campus being used for that purpose. So I really think that's a crock of whatever. And honestly, it's just, like, let's be real, the amount of listed clubs on the site is far higher than the amount of clubs actually active and doing stuff. Not to use WRBB as an example, you know, we are a club that very much needs studio space because we cannot function without it. And maybe that's a different form of needing space than something like Tastemakers, but, you know, I would agree that that's an extremely flawed argument.
Also, since you guys are producing, like, a tangible product and, like, people are benefiting from the product, people are, like, contributing, but also just enjoying, like, consuming that, I guess, I think it's, yeah, it is ridiculous that they wouldn't instead just try to allocate more resources to other places. But do you feel like taking away, like, that space will also affect, like, the way the club operates?
I've been thinking about that a lot. I'm a little worried about the club's future. We've been going since 2006. It was just our 75th issue. I did this really long article about the history of the club. I interviewed like 10 people. So I've been thinking a lot about the club. Well, I always do, but the club's history recently. And I really think that having a space contributed to our ability, our longevity. I don't think that the club's going to shut down, but I do think there's going to be less places for people to hang out. We have our e-board meetings in our office, for example. And I've been thinking a lot about the fact that we're going to have those in, like, a fluorescent lit classroom now, and that's going to be a bummer. So I believe back in the day, before my time, they used to design the issues in the office. There are 4 really old desktops in there that I believe they used to do all the InDesign and everything on. So we definitely use the office less than people have in the past because of the internet or whatever. I guess the internet existed in 2006, but you know what I mean. OneDrive. So I don't think it's going to affect things on a day-to-day, which is good, and that's kind of what I'm trying to hold on to. I think that NUTV, for example, they are probably the people who are getting screwed over the most. They have so much equipment, and they are in there all the time. They're such a tight-knit club. They are always hanging out in their office. I believe every member has access to it. And that's going to be impacting them because they are editing in their office every day. They are recording things in there, and I don't know a lot of people from NUTV super well. I don't know what their plan is, but I think it's going to be a difficult transition for them, more so than for us.
Yeah, I mean, I was briefly involved with NUTV in freshman year, and like, I would definitely agree that that's true. I mean, they do use the showman space for recording and that it is publicly available. But yeah, I mean, they have like their iMacs or whatever in the Curry office, and I will say that it's a real shame because resources are already so hoarded at this school. They're just done by department rather than by club, like overwhelmingly so. I mean, one time I was taking a design class without being a design minor or whatever it is. I mean, as a journalism major, I'm in CAMD. But because I wasn't strictly art and design, I wasn't allowed to use the lab, like the computer lab space in Rider. Because I wasn't, even though I was taking a class for that. So it's already like so many hoops you have to jump through. You know, we as CAMD students are the only ones who can, you know, borrow stuff from the media lab, like camera equipment or whatever it is. So it's just like ridiculous reasoning. I don't know.
And I also think that it kind of speaks to the fact that Northeastern sometimes does undervalue its humanities programs severely. And I think that clubs are a great way if you're not majoring in something like journalism, for example, or anything that falls under CAMD, a great way to get involved in something creative. And I think it's just a shame that this is one of the most accessible ways to like have that involvement, and it is being restricted in a way.
I agree. I'm also journalism, so I'm CAMD. I think that Tastemakers is a great way for people who aren't studying journalism, as most of our writers are not, to get involved, and also people who aren't studying music. It's not casual, but, you know, people aren't getting graded, and I think it's good for people who don't get to write in their classes and they want to express themselves outside of them. I do agree that this, I believe that every club that's getting affected from the second floor of Curry is arts related. There's, as I said, in our suite, there's us, Music Magazine, there's LMA, which plans events, there's NUTV, the Science Magazine, Spectrum Literary Magazine, they're also losing their office, the Council for University Planning, which is crazy because they do a lot, and I was very surprised to hear that they were losing their office as well. And there's more, but we are all related to the arts one way. I can tell you that the Greek Life suite is in the same hallway as us, and they are not losing their office. They're at the corner, so from a construction perspective, it's different. All I know is that we're losing our office, and they aren't.
All I know is that Greek Life contributes about less than a third, to be generous, of what any one of those clubs contribute. Who said that?
Yeah, especially because CUP is essentially like students are planning these events that make Northeastern look really good. And they're like, I don't know, they just cater to what students actually want. And so it's...
Yeah, I mean, they're happy to... Like, the university is happy to benefit off of the labor of those clubs when they need it.
I think also this is pivoting a little bit away, but still about the university. Do you think the fact this kind of speaks to the fact also that there's a lot more people applying and they're not really accommodating to students a lot of the time? Like they're accepting a lot of new students, but they're not like accommodating the students that already go here pretty much.
Absolutely. I think that Northeastern has done and arguably a very good job getting themselves up in the ranking in the last decade or so. But the way they're doing that is by looking good on paper. And the school does look great on paper, and I'm very glad to go here. I do really like this school. I know that most people at whatever school they go to don't think that, but I am very glad I go to Northeastern, and I would do it again. But to keep talking about CUP, they give CUP a lot of money. I mean, they got Carly Rae Jepsen last year, which was so fun. So they are providing these measurable things to them, but they're not getting the tangible aspects. They want to look good. They want to say we got Carly Rae Jepsen on our campus, but they don't want to give CUP let us borrow their office last semester to use as a green room for one of our concerts. That's something else we use our office for, by the way. We have let artists hang out there before they perform in after hours. And in CUP they have posters for, I don't know if it's all of their shows, but lining the walls of their office is covered in those posters, and I think that's so great and nice and fun. And I don't know what they're going to do now. They can get Carly Rae Jepsen here. I don't remember who's performing this year, but they can't.
Lil Yachty.
I also think it just reflects we're moving online, and I mean, I was born in 2002, so I can't really complain, but there has been a tendency to give up physical spaces for online spaces. There's been a lot of conversation about that, so I won't go on too much, but you know, we're losing spaces. People can't like hang out in malls or Barnes & Noble anymore, and I guess I'm talking more about teens, but I don't want my only communication with other tastemakers to be via Slack. You know, I did the online school thing during COVID. I didn't like it. I don't want to do that again. I like seeing people. I'm a people person. And just losing the space to do that sucks, especially at a school where there isn't much space to hang out. More than three-fifths. The basement of the library is tiny. 8/9 of the library is closed right now, for example. Shulman is always full. There's not that many spaces in Curry, not as many as they'd like to say. There's nowhere to hang out.
I will say, though, just getting into that, I know you said you didn't want to. Let's get into that third spaces conversation. I will say, as like an upperclassman, it's a lot easier to have places to hang out because, you know, we can move off campus. We can hang out in our friends' living rooms or basements or what have you. If you're an underclassman, you don't have that because probably everyone else you know was like a first or second year. And the places that I did have access to as an underclassman with not a ton of friends, frankly speaking, was those club spaces. Like if it's like, I don't know, the random NUTV office when I was trying that out, or the Werb, like, you know, old hallway from the old studio or whatever it is. Like that actually, that's why it just really annoys me, the argument that taking away resources from the few clubs that do get them and not even like pretending to give them back to like the 500 other clubs is in any way like beneficial for student life. Like if they're going to be super villains about it, they might as well tell the truth, I think, because like those club spaces actually are publicly accessible. You don't have to pay dues, you know, to get into Tastemakers like you do for Greek Life. So I really don't, like, you know, I think those third spaces are not valued at all. you know, by the university because they don't have to value them. Those physical spaces do make a lot of difference, and people will still find them. It'll just be less people, and people who maybe are better off from the start, like they have friends already who are, have those off-campus apartments, or they know the right people to go to, and then everyone else, I think, is going to be in a more difficult position. But that's just my little soapbox.
And I think not even to make it entirely like a class thing, but the type of thing where you're saying you have to pay dues for sororities and like, or for Greek life, I think it is interesting. Like, it is an expensive cost. Like, it's like a few hundred dollars, or even like in terms of where you hang out, like nicer apartments you could get as a second year are a lot more expensive than something like Ivy, where you're in like a forced double. Like, it's not, it's just, those spaces are not cheap, and like not every student is gonna be able to access it. Like, for me, like, I'm in the lowest level of housing. I'm a second year, and there's nowhere you're gonna hang out and that sort of thing. So I do think like free open spaces are so important, especially when you're already paying to go to a very overpriced private institution. So yeah,
I do think that if they were turning the Tastemakers office into a lounge, I'd still be really angry and upset about it, but I'd feel a lot better than if they were turning it into a meeting space. We have a lot of classrooms in the school, and my theory, this is a conspiracy theory, so don't believe this, I think those are going to be used for classrooms because the school is overcrowded. I don't think that's what the school needs. I mean, we probably, on paper, do need more classrooms, but that's not really my...
But make more buildings, I don't know.
Right.
Put some in the Sheridan.
People need places to be. There's nowhere to hang out, and being in your room all day sucks.
Yeah, 100%. And just to add on to the class thing, it's like, yeah, like the age thing is fine. But yeah, I mean, even if you're an upperclassman, maybe you're on a ton of financial aid and you still live on campus or whatever it is. Or, you know, on the flip side, you can be a freshman that's totally rich and you own like an apartment or whatever in Back Bay. Like, I don't know, like not to like make up like characters right now. But like that is the reality, that like when you do have more resources, then it's fine and you don't need those things. You know, you can just kind of use money to paper over those problems. You can join, not to make them a scapegoat, you can join a Greek life organization or whatever. And people who do actually need those resources and aren't rich, you know, myself included, those club spaces do mean a lot. And it's fine, you know, mostly for us, for example, because like, you know, I can say I'm doing okay. Like, I'm not, it's not the end of the world for me, like if I'm not in a club. But just like, you know, for, I don't know, next year's freshman class, I think it's a huge shame. I don't know.
I do want to say that, just to talk about sororities for a second, sororities don't have spaces, which is all, it's also a problem that affects them. I know that, you know, like, this, I don't know what frats do. I don't know anyone in frats, but I have friends in sororities, and they do their rushes and curry and everything. I don't know if that Boston brothel law is true. I've heard...
I don't think it actually technically is.
I've heard mixed reports.
Yeah.
But regardless, there are no, like, sorority houses at Northeastern, whether it's because of culture or law. So this affects everyone.
Yeah.
I have one more thing. Mm-hmm. Little anecdote. So I took over as president of Tastemakers this semester. There has been a lot thrown at me this semester. But I was training as vice president for maybe a year beforehand. And last semester, I don't remember, I was feeling a little cheeky, and so I wrote on a sticky note, Trevor was here, and then like 2023, and I put it somewhere in the office where I didn't think anyone would find it for 10 years, because we've had this office for 10 years, and I find things that people left there, and I was really looking forward to someone finding it, who doesn't know who the heck I am. I was just thinking about future Tastemakers, hoping the club will still be around in 10 years, which I think it will be, and it just... wasn't even a concern to me that we wouldn't have the office. It was something I took for granted, I guess. I also want to say that our media suite has four spaces in it. The fourth one used to be used by the Cauldron yearbook, which shut down last year. That was a whole thing. I don't know if you guys know about that, but they gave the space to LMA, and there was a lot of talk about who would take the office, and we actually campaigned for it because we shouted to Northeastern Science Magazine, but we wanted our own office. And I just felt like it was kind of silly if the CSI knew what was happening to the office, that we had meetings and stuff about who was going to take the new one. We were just blindsided. And That sucks. Also join Tastemakers.
Yeah, join Tastemakers and WRBB.
Or the WRBB media team.
Yes. If you like music, those are the two places to be.
Yes.
Yep. Well, now there's going to be one place.
WRBB still
sorry.
Has a spin.
I'm
no,
sorry.
I'm
it's not funny.
We still have meetings.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming on, Trevor.
Thank you, Trevor.
Bye.